Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, you know, the huge.
Scraping by?
Scraping by. Hello.
Hello, welcome back.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
How was your week, Alexander?
We had to do the thing where we re-record again
because it was not plugged in all the way.
We're so fake.
My week was fine. It was like a little bit stressful because I had a job interview yesterday morning, and so yeah, I was like sort of stressing about that and didn't sleep that well and like was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anxious, of course, but it went fine. I was like, I didn't feel like it was like really good or really bad, and he did none of the questions he asked were questions I prepared for, so every time he would ask something I'd be like, oh.
Oh, well. He also didn't ask you any questions about yourself, which we were saying when the recording that's really weird.
Yeah, like we didn't like chat at all. He wasn't like, tell me about yourself. He was just like, name a time when blah 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 happened at your work or something.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, which whatever, I guess, but
they really don't care if they're not making you feel like a human being and just making you feel like a number. And that's all I gotta say about that.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, learn more about the job. Hopefully we'll hear back sometime next week about it. Okay, when you have an interview, do you normally send like a follow-up email to like thank the person for the interview?
Yes.
Okay. I did that.
Okay.
But yeah. I was just like,
you probably won't hear back though.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just like, that doesn't seem like something someone in our generation would do, but I'll just do it anyway.
Because yeah.
The guy who interviewed me is older.
Yeah.
I feel like people in our generation would be like, yeah, like we said thank you at the end of the talk. Like, you
don't need to send me an email. I don't need to talk to you. I can't wait for our generation to be like in positions of power so that we can start restructuring that shit, because it is stupid. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's dumb, like sending up a follow-up email to say thank you for interviewing me. Like,
it is dumb.
It's dumb.
I was thinking about that too. This is so like stupid, I feel like, but I was just like thinking about like dynamics of like interviewing and like having a boss in general. Just like this dynamic where you kind of have to like kiss their ass and like not stand up for yourself because you just have to like do what they want.
And yeah, I mean, it depends on the boss, that's for sure.
Yeah, it does. But I was just like,
in a place of hate for that. Yeah, well,
and
it's,
I don't
like,
know if that's how this will be, but
yeah, as somebody who's like had really bad managers and now has a really good manager, like, yeah, the whole a bad manager, they're not lying when they're like, a bad manager like makes you hate your job, because it's so true. Like, yeah. I love my job now and it's still serving, which is like, I don't like serving, but I like my job because I love my managers. But that's my good. Like last job, oh my God, I used to dread. I remember at my last job, I was like, there was like a 4-week period where I was like, if one thing goes wrong in this shift, I'm going to walk out these doors right now and I'm never coming back. And then that actually did happen eventually down the line.
Yeah.
I did walk out those doors and I did not come back with my 1-day notice. Did I ever tell that story? I'm not going to tell the whole thing, but I basically gave my last job a 1-day notice that I was quitting.
You did tell me that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've walked out from 2 jobs with 0 notice, actually.
Love to see it.
And then the other job I had at the restaurant was like, I had great managers and it was like super chill.
So that
was a good experience.
Oh, the last one?
At Agave?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, the interview, I feel like that's the main part of my week. But, oh, well, I guess I'm starting with an IFS therapist, new IFS therapist on Friday. So, bittersweet.
Yeah.
Meeting my therapist. Although the thing is, like, if I get this job, I won't be able to go with the new therapist because of the, she only has 1 like availability and it's like at a time when I'd be working.
Oh, you're like, let me
so it's gonna be one or the other.
I'm gonna go on my break. I'm gonna go to see my therapist. Oh my God, imagine having to see your therapist when you're at work.
You're like on a lunch break.
Yeah, I'd sooner rather die. No, thank you.
And you have to go directly back into working.
Yeah.
No, like, absolutely not.
Nope. That's not happening.
How was your week?
Oh, it was boring. All I did, I worked. That's about it. what else? I didn't do anything else. I just worked. But yeah, it's been a very chill week.
The Great British Baking Show.
Oh yeah, I did get. I've been like obsessively watching the Great British Baking Show for like a few weeks now, and I got Michael into it, and we literally sat here on our date night. That's what it was. We sat here on our date night for 3 hours and consumed 3 hours of the Great British Baking Show back to back, and wow. He was the one that was kept being like, one more episode, and I was like, okay,
hell yeah,
say less.
Wait. Yeah. I guess I need to watch it because
you need to watch it.
I've not been hooked when I've like seen a bit of it, but maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm missing something.
The most recent season, fire! I've rewatched it twice. Okay. It's so good. But also all the others. I don't know. There's something about the baking. I'm just obsessed.
Should we get into it?
Yeah. Okay. For this week, we're doing another silly, lighthearted episode because we've been busy and don't have the time to research.
Yeah.
So we had the idea to do this sparked from a conversation that we were having about space and like how we don't understand it. So we decided to do this week's episode on things that we don't understand, and we don't know each other's like things that we picked. So we're gonna like go back and forth, see if the other person can explain it.
Yeah.
And if not, we might Google it just to like find out what it is. But some of them are very silly. So
yeah.
Some like don't take all of them. Seriously. This is like a be, silly like, embarrassing. Episode.
We're gonna sound stupid. I feel like there are some things though that's like if I really thought about it, I think I could like figure out how to explain it. But it's like kind of fun sometimes to just like not think about
it. No, it's fun
or to like play dumb a little bit.
It's fun to not know things sometimes. And it's fun to play not dumb, know but how,
like just
like the mystery of it. Like it's silly and it's fun. It's fun to have some to not mystery. Understand those things. Yeah.
I don't need someone to come explain the fucking physics of it.
No. Like, I can't even lie, though. Some of these, like... one of them that's on here that I won't give away. I, like, asked Michael about it because I was, like, I genuinely... Like, I didn't feel like thinking about it.
And right.
He was, like, giving me all these, like, physics answers. I was like, you know what? I'm going to need to stop you right there. Yeah. I actually... I think I would rather not know. Like, I think that's what's fun about it is that I don't know how it works.
Yeah, the mystery of life.
The mystery of life. Would you like to start us off?
No.
That is so real. Okay, fair enough. My first one. How does certain body hair know when to stop growing? I don't get that.
Wow.
No, think about it. Like, the hair on your head will literally grow to the ground.
I've thought about
that before. Have you really? Okay. I had that thought. Like, honestly, when I was shaving my legs, I was like, this is so fucking stupid. Like, because also, on a similar note, with regards to when you shave, like, your legs... Why does it grow back? Because you're not, like, with waxing and plucking, I get it. Because you're pulling the whole root out, and it's like, okay, more. But do you know what I'm saying? Does this make sense?
Wait, like, do you mean, like, you think your leg hair stops growing at a point?
Yeah, no, it does. Because, like, you've never shaved your legs before.
Not completely, but I like, sometimes, like, buzz them with, like, an attachment so that they're, like, kept at a certain
level.
Oh, so
but not, like, this but is, no, like, right, about right what it stops at.
I haven't done it in a long time.
So yeah, that's what it stops at.
But maybe it's still growing and it's growing really slow. And you just, since it's fairly long now, you wouldn't tell as much as if there was nothing and now a little bit is coming. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
But you're right. Yeah, because it's like, my eyebrows haven't been getting longer.
No, and like the like you have little like peach fuzz on your face that doesn't like grow. Well, you have a beard, but, well, no you don't, but you could.
Yeah.
But, like, mine, like, I have, like, face hair, but, like, it's not, like, growing, right. Like, the hair on my head. So, like, that's what I don't understand is how does your body...
No, that's a really good question.
No!
Do you want to look it up?
Yeah, actually, I do. Okay, we Googled it. So, according to, basically, Reddit. So, take it with a grain of salt. Also, we're not scientists. It seems like your hair, like, different hair on your body goes through different phases of growth and then, like, rest. So technically speaking, it never stops growing. It just, like, the longer it gets, the more brittle it gets, and then it starts to break off. Which, okay, that kind of makes sense, I guess.
Kind of.
I don't know.
But I guess, like, the fuzz on your face, like, that doesn't seem like it would break off.
It might, though, because I think, like, you wash your face.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fair enough.
It kind of makes sense.
Okay. Okay. I was thinking about, like, data... like iPhone data, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, like.
Oh my god! I do not understand how Wi-Fi or Bluetooth works. Really?
Like, I don't get it.
Because I was thinking about that. I was like, I can just use my phone anywhere. Is there just data like in the air everywhere? Like, are there waves like just like everywhere?
Are the waves because in you the can room be
like
us?
Out of range, and then it's like, okay, so that's where like the waves can't reach.
Why are because the
I know
reaching?
That it's like something to do with like some type of radio wave or something like that, I think, in the air.
Yeah, well, the reception is cell towers, so the further you are away from a cell tower, the less likely you are. And satellites, I know that, like, satellites have to play with,
and that's crazy, like something from space is getting to my phone.
Yeah, no that's insane. Also, do not understand how any of those waves work. Don't even understand that they're a thing. And honestly,
and somehow
don't want to know.
Is letting me like look something up on the internet.
Yeah, no,
that doesn't make any sense. And it can like go through walls. Like, I can be like in the house and turn my Wi-Fi off and have data.
Yeah,
the fuck.
We're gonna be coming some of those like 5G conspiracy theories, like the 5G is causing cancer.
I don't gaff that it's in the air. I just want to know how it's happening.
I don't know. That's something you have to Google.
I'm going
to
Google that. Okay, what we found out is basically nothing that detailed, but just that it's radio waves that are coming. That's how, like, cellular data and Wi-Fi work. It's just, like, there's, like, a network, and they're connecting you to it.
No, but what I still don't understand is how the fuck do people come up with this? How did you come up with this shit? Like, your mind, yeah. Really.
I mean, we can't, like, see the waves, so in my mind, it's, like, so... It's so, like,
so not
amorphous
real.
And, like, not real that it's, like, I don't even...
Radio waves aren't real because there's nothing to think about. Duh. Oh, my God.
Okay, what else?
I don't get why people die of old age.
Okay, I actually looked this up once.
Okay.
And I think that they're in your cells or something, but there's something called a telomere, and it shortens as you age. And somehow that has something, I think, to do with, like, whether... Because your cells, like, keep regenerating, and then they stop regenerating or slow down regenerating, I think. And that's why you're...
Oh, so they still regenerate as fast as that you need to sustain life eventually?
I think so. And then you kind of, like, deteriorate. And that's what aging is your cells are just less efficient or something like that. Something to do with the telomere.
Also, I guess the fact that, like, I don't know, with all this science, me not being, and knowing anything about science, like, how have we not figured out how to, like, not do that? Not die. Not that I don't want to eventually.
Retinol, baby.
Yeah, retinol be saving us.
If you put it on your face, it will anti-age your face. If you drink it, it will anti-age your whole body.
Yeah. We sound like Donald Trump. Just drink bleach to get rid of COVID. Duh.
But we can look, should we look that up?
Yeah, we should probably look that up. Okay, so we learned... Well, you explain yours, because I actually don't remember what you just said.
Okay. I'm trying to remember, too. Basically, a telomere is a protective cap at the end of a chromosome.
As the cell regenerates.
When the cell divides, the telomere becomes shorter, and that's related to cellular aging. And then as your cells age, your body is less effective at, like,
fighting diseases. Okay.
All that stuff.
That makes sense now. Makes more sense.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
What's crazy, though,
so does that mean, like, from the moment you're born, you're, like, slowly dying?
Yes. Basically.
Or not. I guess because old age isn't killing you. It's just making you more susceptible to things that can kill you.
Exactly. So, yes, from the moment that you're born, it seems like you're just, like, perpetually, like, you're, like, start up here and you're just...
But then why are babies dying? More susceptible to things?
Because they don't have an immune system built up. So maybe actually you're, like, at your...
You
like
peak
crime when you're,
like,
a teenager or something.
Yeah, probably something like that.
And then from there, it's all downhill. You're just, like, slowly dying. Nice.
Yes.
Getting closer and closer to death.
Okay, let me see. Next question. I was thinking about, like, photographs and, like, videos.
Don't get it.
Literally no idea. Okay, I know it's, like, it's capturing light or, like, a sound wave or something, but, like, how?
No, actually, on that note, too, I don't understand how colors work. I don't get it. Like, this is, like, technically...
We don't know.
That's not, like, a color. Like, it's not colored. It's just the way that, the light reflects or some shit. Like, I don't get that.
Yeah.
Does that mean that the world is actually black and white?
I think that we actually don't know what the reality of the world is. Because a human can only know what a human mind can give.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, color has to do with something with the way that the light is, like, entering your eyes and whatever all the parts of your eyes are.
So that means that we've built cameras to perceive color the way that we perceive color, correct? Because think about it, like...
Well, we don't... But when you're looking at your screen or a photograph, you don't know what the actual color of the photograph... It's just what you can perceive still.
Oh my god, that's so weird!
I think. So I don't really know if it makes a difference. I mean, okay, we looked it up, and basically it's like the light is going through the lens, and then it's being, like, reflected onto a somehow digitally processed or, like, film, and then whatever, like, somehow, and then either the film records it, or it's like in that case it's like a chemical way that the light is like processed somehow. I don't know how it works digitally. I don't care.
I don't know, and
if you
want to
know, look it up.
Yeah, if you'd like to go on a deep dive on that, we personally don't.
No,
but you are.
I got bigger fish to fry.
Oh, I don't get how cars work. Like, no, but specifically with regards to gasoline, how we found this like magical liquid that like runs our cars and everything for that matter. I don't get it.
Great question.
Yeah.
I did take a mechanics class once and learned how this works. I guess do you want me to explain like the basics of it?
No, go for it.
Or I only know the basics of it, but basically it's like in the cylinders or... Okay, so the engine, when it's operating, the cylinders are, like, moving up and down, and through that, it's turning the, like, crankshaft, and that's, like, driving the wheels. It goes to, like, through a transmission and stuff to whatever. Like, that's a whole different thing.
Okay.
But anyways, the engine is taking in gasoline, air, and then a spark.
Okay.
And then the
spark plugs are for?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The spark plugs are lighting the gasoline in the engine, and then it explodes.
And like inside the car?
Inside the engine.
Okay. Block.
And the air is there to allow it to ignite.
So there's like a little fire going on in my engine.
Yeah. There's like the air is coming in, and then there's the fuel injector that's putting the fuel in, and then there's the spark plug that's igniting it. And every time it explodes, it pushes up the, I forget what it's called, the thing that's in the cylinder. And
is it called a piston?
A piston, yeah.
Holy shit! Oh, look at me, I know so much more than I thought I did.
Yeah, and so, and when you say, like, you have, like, a four-cylinder car, there's four cylinders that each have a piston in it, or a six-cylinder, it's like six, whatever. Anyway, that is happening, and so every time it explodes, it's pushing it up. And then they're going up and down in not all at the same time. And then because of that, they're able to twist the thing, the crank, I think. The crankshaft maybe is the vibe of it.
Okay.
And then that goes, I think, through the transmission and stuff and then drives the wheels.
Okay. So
but it's like super complicated. I don't know how someone could have possibly come up with that.
No. Yeah. I mean, all of these things. Like, how did you come up with that?
Yeah.
Literally. But that makes more... Okay, so basically, gasoline and or diesel is literally just fuel to, like, start a little fire inside your engine.
I will say I think a diesel engine works differently, and I do not know how it works.
That's fair. I'm never going to own a diesel vehicle, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
That one I don't need to... Actually, I don't need to know about either of them, if I'm being so real. Like, I'll just let the mechanics keep scamming me. It's okay.
Yeah.
But I don't, like... I'm like, how did y'all... How the hell does this... It goes into the car, and it makes it go. The fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. Maybe the next time a mechanic tries to scam me, I'll actually know what I'm talking about.
You'll be like, do you even fucking know what a piston is?
You even know what a piston is? I didn't think so. Sit down.
Okay. A plant, to be honest, like, it's taking in just dirt and, like, sunlight and water, but it's, like, making, like, a fruit or a vegetable or colors or whatever.
I guess I feel like I don't...
I know it's, like, photosynthesis. It's, like, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I kind of get that one a little bit. Well, also, it gets the nutrients, like, vitamins and whatnot from the soil. Because, like, if you have, like, soil that's completely depleted of, like, that stuff, like, your plants aren't going to grow.
Right.
So that one kind of makes sense. Because I just think about it like a person. Like, you have to take, like, if you have to take supplements, you have to take that because, you're not getting it from your diet. Or whatever you're consuming, because we eat food, it has to have like certain amounts of vitamins and minerals and whatnot, or like we're not going to be okay. So I guess I kind of think of a plant like the same way. Like it gets that just from the dirt and water, yeah, and then the photosynthesis. It is crazy that they produce oxygen though. That one doesn't really make
sense.
That
is crazy. But it's like how, because it's taking in like clear water and like brown dirt, and then maybe it's making like perfectly like pink flower.
Yeah. It's like, come on now. What does that make? That doesn't make any sense though.
I know it's like probably, I think it's like humans like have DNA. The plant seed has like some other equivalent of DNA.
Oh yeah, because their cells are different. That's the thing.
How am, yeah, I, I'm trill, pulling this plant
out
cell
of biology, yeah, no, freshman year biology. Yeah, there's plant cells are different.
Yeah, they're, I couldn't like, say how.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There are certain differences. But that's the way that I think about it is, like, yeah, it grows because it gets the minerals. Because we grow when we get our minerals, too. But that's, like, a really rudimentary and not,
yeah, that's true,
advanced way to look at it. Or understand it, for that matter.
So, like, I guess if, like, if you have a house plant and you, like, never change the dirt, at some point it's gonna, like, eat up all the nutrients.
Shit, probably. Right? I would assume so. Then again, yeah. I have had some of those plants for, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
And they're fine. Well, wow, they're okay.
Well, okay, that's such a complex thing. I'm not even going to look it up. Fair. And I don't want to know. Because, like, that's so cool that a plant can do that.
Just do that.
And I know, like, something. There's definitely photosynthesis and...
There's photosynthesis happening.
I know that...
I don't know where or how.
I don't need to know the whole process.
No. Like, you know what? Yeah. We're going to remain ignorant on that because it's just so beautiful to look at it and be like, wow, I don't get it. And I think that's beautiful, you know?
I don't think it's important to get that either.
No.
It's not hurting anyone when you don't know how a plant grows.
When you don't know how plants work. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, this one is an oddly specific one a little bit. You know about Voyager 1 and 2?
Wait, sorry.
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
I just was thinking about, like, how plants can communicate with each other, too.
I'm sorry, what?
Like... Trees,
what do you mean they can communicate,
like,
with each other?
No, if there's like trees in a
they
forest.
Talk?
Yeah. Like,
what? What are you talking,
like,
about?
They're like connected underground through like networks and like I think somehow like through their, I don't know, spores in the air.
Wait,
or something.
Why is this coming back a little bit?
But it's like if like a predator or something is like hurting a tree, it'll like send out a signal to like ones near it that will like help them like guard from it and stuff like that.
That's literally bonkers.
Yeah, I remember reading this book that was talking about that. It's called Braiding Sweetgrass, and it was, like, talking about how plants are, like that.
They're just like that. Okay, what I was saying, though, is Voyager 1 and 2. Do you know what that is?
Is that a space thing?
Yeah. Okay. Is it a space thing?
I've definitely heard of it, but I couldn't explain it.
They're just, like, literally exploring space. Like, they sent them out in, like, I think, like, the 70s, I want to say. Like, a long-ass time ago.
Wow.
They're still going.
I can't believe, like, they knew how to do that in the 70s.
No, I know. And also, yeah, like, y'all were doing shit like that, but, like, 100 years ago, we were, like, I don't know. We were doing... Humans are so complex. Anyways, and stupid, but also smart.
True.
I don't understand how they're still going. That's what I don't get. Like, it's been 50 fucking years since they've refueled, and they're just out in space. Like, they're in, like, deep... Well, they're in, like... Our, I think
like they're
still
getting
in our
farther
space.
Away?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they're going further away.
But somehow they're still sending like a signal to us?
Yes.
That's where the Wi-Fi comes in.
No, but Wi-Fi wasn't a thing in the 70s, so
or
how
data.
The hell is it there?
I have no idea.
That's
but,
the, like,
wait,
we didn't
how
even
is it
have
still
like regular
going?
Fucking computers in the 70s. We had those giant computers that took up like an entire room.
Yeah.
And that thing is out there. Like, I think it's like near Neptune or some shit. Like, it's far as fuck.
Yeah, that. I don't
how
know.
Does it keep going?
Okay, well, I will say that, take this with a grain of salt because I am
okay.
not positive.
Period.
But there isn't, since like in space, there isn't like air, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just space. There's no air resistance. So if something starts moving, it won't stop unless something stops it. Like it could be out of gas and it
good
will
point.
Keep moving.
That's a good point.
I don't
how
know if it was
how hasn't it crashed into
gas.
Anything? There's like things everywhere. I mean, I know
way
most
more
of
space open
is
space,
empty. I
yeah.
know. But like, after 50 fucking years, like, it didn't encounter, like, a meteor or an asteroid or a fucking planet.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea.
See, that's the thing. Like, is there GPS? Does she know where she's going? Does she have the Apple Maps pulled up? Does it know where it's going?
She's on autopilot.
No. Yeah, but, like, how do you know?
I don't know.
This one I do have to Google because
yeah,
I need
look
to know.
That up.
Okay, we Googled it. And we're going to give the warning that we don't really understand, but kind of a little bit. So Google AI says that Voyager 1 and 2 continue operating even after decades in space thanks to their nuclear power sources, radioisotope. Oh, wow. I really butchered that.
You're good.
Radioisotope.
Thermoelectric.
Oh, my God. I can't read.
You're good.
Generators, which convert the heat from decaying plutonium into electricity. However, as the plutonium decays, the power output decreases, necessitating power-saving measures like turning off instruments and heaters. So,
wow, it's getting cold up there.
It's getting cold out there. So apparently it is eventually going to shut down, and it says something about 2026.
And it is still sending information to us with radio
via signals. Radio waves, and we still don't know what those are, but that's okay.
And I also looked it up, and there is almost no air resistance in space, but there's still like bits of, or there's like a tiny bit, I guess, and there's also some bit of gravity from different like planets and stuff around.
Yeah, because that's the other thing I don't get. I guess it must just be like far enough away from the gravity of other planets that's passing by, because they would just suck them in.
Right.
But it looks like it seems like it's on a course. So yeah. I guess that makes sense.
And I guess if it's making power, it's able to like push itself in.
Yeah, resist it, whatever. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like this one's gonna sound really stupid, but
keep going.
Like snow and like rain. Like, okay. How is it staying up there and then just like falls at some point?
Oh, valid question.
Because I know it, like, evaporates, and then I think it, like, probably is just, like, in smaller, like, water molecules, and then it, like, comes together, and that's why it falls.
I think it has to do something with, well, concentration of the water molecules, but also the heat. I think it has something to do with that, too.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, it feels right.
And then, obviously, like, snow would be, like, colder.
Yeah.
Why does a snowflake turn into that beautiful shape?
Now, that's insane, and I actually don't think anyone has the answer to that, but
and
I can
Google
it. And
no two look the same, apparently, right? It's like a thumbprint.
Yeah, like, they're not, none of them are the same, which is also bonkers. Nature's beautiful. Love. I don't actually know if they have an answer for that, though. I mean, I'm going to Google it, but I don't actually know if that...
Yeah. No, look that up. So it gets shaped as it's falling?
Oh.
Wait, but it must form in some way, like, when it's up there. It's not just like a...
Okay, so snowflakes form when water vapor in the atmosphere freezes, and then they fall. They encounter different temperatures, humidity levels, and air currents. These varying conditions cause each snowflake to grow in a slightly different way, leading to unique branching patterns and structures.
Okay.
Even at the molecular level, snowflakes can have slight variations in their composition, further contributing to their unique shapes.
Okay.
Huh, okay.
I also looked it up for water, and I guess that when the water vapor, because it's like, has to be warmed up to evaporate, and then when it cools back down, it condenses into water droplets or ice crystals, and then it falls.
God,
that's actually pretty simple.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty simple explanation. Not too bad. I like that. That was very easy to digest.
Yeah.
I get that. Okay. That was all of mine. I don't have any more. That was the things that I didn't understand that I thought of.
Well.
I know.
I put
space on there, and I'm like, okay, we can't get into a conversation about that.
No. I mean, the main thing about space that I don't get is that it's apparently ever expanding.
Yeah,
and
don't get
what
that.
Is it expanding into? Like, is there something past?
I was going to say, with regards to that, if it's ever expanding, is there... Well, that's the thing. We don't know the answer. Is there an edge to the universe? They literally don't know.
How could there be, and how could there not be, though?
Exactly. they don't know that, though.
Because if there were an edge, there has to be something beyond it. And if it's infinite, how
then
is that possible?
Then doesn't it just loop back around eventually? Like, how
I
the fuck?
I have no fucking
clue. I don't know. They don't know.
I'm
nobody
kind of
knows.
Obsessed with that nobody knows.
No.
I love that.
Obsessed with people nobody knowing something.
Yeah.
Love.
Because it feels like... It makes you feel so, like... Because sometimes, like, when it's, like, someone knows something and you don't, you're like, ugh.
I'm
like,
stupid.
Yeah.
But I'm like...
But it's, like, nobody knows. That's so fun. We're all experiencing this mystery.
Yeah.
Like, together.
Nobody knows what the hell's going on. Love. Love.
That makes things so much less serious, too, to me.
No, anytime I get too serious about something, I literally think about, like, we're a little blue dot in a apparently yes. infinite universe.
Yeah. No, I have a
YouTube... It doesn't matter.
I have a YouTube video saved that's, like... that's like for when I get really stressed out. And it literally like shows like a diagram of the earth and it keeps zooming out and then starts keeps zooming out until you see like billions of light years, and it's like, and this is only like the teeniest tiniest bit of the universe.
See, I love it and I hate it at the same time.
Yeah, because then at the same time it's like, okay, does anything matter? But yeah, let's jump past that.
Well, we're gonna go past,
we'll leave that up to each person to decide for themselves.
Yes.
What, and I did look this up a little bit.
Okay.
But right. I was like, what's at the center of the earth?
Isn't it like...
They only know from like some type of wave thing that like... Because they obviously haven't like been there.
They haven't? What about that movie, the...
Journey to the
Center of the Earth? Yeah, come on. They've been there before.
I used to love that movie. I had a crush on Josh Hutcherson.
I had a crush on Josh Hutcherson! Oh my god, he's so me.
Yeah.
I had a fat crush on him when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
That's insane. I love that. Anyways.
Okay. So, okay. And then I looked it up and it was like, apparently the core of the earth is solid, but then the outer core is liquid. And I was like,
how the hell there a core and an outer core, the fuck?
But I was just like, why isn't something collapsing into the liquid if it's liquid? I guess because everything's like hardened around it. Well, why is it liquid? Why is the thing, if the center of the earth is super fucking hot, how is that also not liquid? But at the same time, yeah. How could you, like, the fact that you can melt a rock, like lava is like liquid rock, that's crazy.
That's insane. I also don't like it.
And also that if you melt sand, it turns into glass, which is clear. Come on.
Minecraft taught me that. Thank you, Minecraft.
That also doesn't make any sense.
Oh my god, is that the center? Is the center of the world made of obsidian? Because that's the one thing. Can you break obsidian in Minecraft? Or no, it's called bedrock. That's the thing.
Bedrock.
Is it that?
Wait a minute. I think bedrock is a real thing. It's like one of the layers of the earth, I feel like. But there's definitely what stuff is bedrock? Past bedrock.
A solid rock layer beneath the soil and loose material. Okay, so it is actually referring to something.
Yeah.
Forming a stable foundation. Thank you, Minecraft. You taught me something.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diamonds, that's another thing. It's like so much pressure turns it into a clear thing.
Gems in general. Actually, yeah. Like it comes out of a rock.
So beautiful, though.
No, it's gorgeous. And I guess it's like, it's different elements. I
don't right. And then it like somehow makes it a color.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Okay, this is kind of a funny one, but I was like, okay, so popcorn.
Yeah.
How is that happening?
I literally thought about that last night when I was making popcorn.
And then I was like, are there any other seeds you can microwave and they would pop like that?
But the thing, though, I was thinking, I'm like, wait, are popcorn kernels special kinds of corn? Because they don't look like regular corn kernels. You know what I'm talking about?
Facts, yeah.
So maybe it's like, I don't know. How does popcorn work? Turns to steam under heat, building pressure until the hard outer shell bursts, releasing the fluffy, starchy interior.
Okay. Are there any other seeds? Yeah, this has always been a...
Quinoa!
What?
So, whatever that is, quinoa.
Almond
whatever
moms
that
are
is.
Screaming
barley.
Right now.
What?
I said almond moms are screaming right
no,
now.
No, they're screaming like, give me my quinoa, I can have popcorn.
Quinoa.
Girl, chill.
Wow.
Okay, we should try that sometime.
We should try that.
Yeah.
There's no way you can just microwave quinoa, though. Come on. Is that what you would do?
I'm in a hot pan. Similar to popcorn, you can put it in a pan.
I've cooked... Oh, I guess I've boiled quinoa, though.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. I feel like it
wouldn't
taste as
good. I've literally had that before, like popped quinoa. I had it on a salad once. It's actually really good. It's crunchy.
Did it... How big did it get?
Not
it
huge.
Tiny?
Yeah, it's still tiny. Okay. I don't know.
Wait, like baby popcorn?
Like little, like
imagine
baby.
Like baby kettle corn?
Love. Maybe we Need. Should make that.
Yeah.
Need. Maybe we can make this.
Yeah.
That's the most ominous
thing. Hit us up for
thing.
Our quinoa
kettle
corn.
No, how is
or
nobody?
Kettle quinoa.
Should we make that? The almond moms would die if we could make
they would be
poppable quinoa in a bag.
Immediately.
I'm trademarking that shit, actually.
Yeah.
The almond moms
we're gonna
would
get fucking
we're
loaded.
Gonna be fucking loaded.
We're gonna be so rich.
Maybe we should figure that out.
From kettle quinoa.
I think we should figure
or I guess
that
it
out.
Wouldn't be kettle quinoa because we don't want sugar on it.
Oh my god, put stevia on it. They love their stevia. They're fucking agave. I'm saying as if I don't love my stevia and agave. Bitch, shut up.
Oh, I love agave. Stevia doesn't do it for me. There's a weird aftertaste, and I don't like it. Okay, I do have another one.
Okay, go crazy. I am going.
Sleep?
Don't get it.
Like, you just lose consciousness?
Don't get That's it, so but I funny to me it.
That you can just, like, lay down and, like, black out.
For literally
And then
hours.
Somehow you're, like, regenerated when you wake up.
No.
It's so funny.
That's insane. Also, the fact that we sleep for a third of our lives. And I'm pretty sure scientists, that's like, really they funny. Get it, like, oh.
A third?
I think it's
yeah,
like
that
third.
Sounds yeah, like, I guess that's probably
right. 8 hours a night, 24 hours
wow,
a
yeah,
day.
Wow, yeah, true. Oh, my God.
Or is that a fourth? No, that's
no,
third.
No, that's a third. Yeah, you're right.
Wow, Matt. No, I also feel like scientists aren't, like, super sure why we have to do it.
No, I definitely have heard that, too. Yeah, yeah. I don't think we're sure. Why which is so fun.
We just
lose consciousness. And we go to our dreamland.
The human body.
Which, honestly, thank God for sleep, because I need a break.
I need a
for
fucking
about
break.
A third of the time.
I really do. if I had to be awake 24 hours a day for the rest of my life, I would literally not survive. I look forward to sleep.
Every time I crawl into bed, I'm like, thank fucking God. Like, today drained
the
me.
The horrors are over.
Today drained me.
Like, this is my safe space. I literally say that all the time. I'm like, that is my favorite part of the fucking day.
No, literally.
Going
say
to bed.
Yes.
Don't.
Oh my God.
Play
and
with
sometimes, like, when you randomly get into bed and it feels so good, like, just the feeling of, like, your feet
yes.
on your sheets or, like, your. Oh my God,
your
it's like.
Head on
incredible.
The pillow, you're like, I am in fucking heaven,
heaven.
Right now. I am
heaven.
In heaven. Nothing.
No
this.
Fucking drug could do this.
No. No fucking drug could do this. You cannot take that away from me. I love my fucking. Sleep.
I need to be blacked out for one third of my life.
No, I think you. I feel you need to read this book that I read. It's called.
Is it about sleep?
Yeah, but like crazy.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a novel. It's called My Year of Rest and Relaxation, and this bitch is literally like insane. But she's like, I'm gonna sleep for an entire year, and then I'm gonna come out of it. And I'm gonna be a great person.
Oh,
shocker!
Okay.
She doesn't. Right. But regardless, the concept. I like my toxic trait is that I sat there reading that book and I was like.
Gonna try
that's
this.
That's kind of a good idea. That's kind of a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, sleep can do so much for you. Because, like, when you're having a horrible day, sometimes you just sleep and you wake up and you're like,
you're
sometimes it doesn't do anything, but sometimes you're like, wow, I'm like a whole new person.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to kill myself anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually okay. What is depression? Don't know.
Yeah. Like, I'm about to make myself breakfast.
No. Like, I'm feeling, oh my God, breakfast too. Like, oh my God, after a good. Night's sleep and then you wake up and have like a good ass breakfast.
Yes.
You're like, oh my God, nothing can touch me right now.
I remember my freshman year in the dorms, it would always be like loud
oh
as
oh my
fuck.
God, the dorms fucking suck.
And I would go on Yik Yak because it was like the community like group chat.
Yeah.
And I would be like, shut the fuck up right now. Like, everyone is trying to sleep.
That is so real. That is so fucking
and obviously
real.
It like wouldn't work. And it's like anonymous. That's why
yeah.
I would be like, can everyone
you like tag your name at the end like in your room number you're like from room whatever shut the fuck up
yeah
god damn no I also had a horror story my freshman year this was the worst it was during COVID so there was literally no one in my dorms like there was four other people on my floor and of course I got sat next to the loudest fucking dorm The Ugh. Like would blast house techno music until
oh
4 a.m. on like weeknights.
Truly.
And
hell.
The amount of times I was banging on that bitch's door, like, shut the fuck up. I'm gonna like call, I'm gonna get our RA up here to fucking tear you a new one if you don't shut the fuck up right now. Oh my God.
For some reason in my dorm, like the fire alarm would go off all the fucking time.
That's tragic.
At like 4 a.m. or something. And
the worst
it
time
was
to be
like
woken.
So I was like I'm low-key just like if there's a fire I'm just gonna burn like my bed is so comfortable right now
I can't get up I fear I cannot get up.
I always felt so bad for the people that were in the shower when it went off though. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You have to like come out with like your shampoo bottles and like your towel on.
Yeah, like literally
like
you're naked.
Yeah.
You're naked.
I was like if
right
I'm ever
now.
Taking a shower and the fire alarm goes off I'm staying in the
I'm staying in the damn
because
shower.
It's water anyway you're not gonna burn.
Good
That's
point.
Not how that works, I'm sure. Also, there's sprinklers in the building. It's not going to burn.
Also, no, you also lived... We both lived in buildings that were entirely made out of brick. Let's talk about it.
I think I said it.
What?
No, that can't be right. It must have been someone
going?
Else. I was thinking... I thought that I set it off once, but that's not true, I don't think.
Well, what were you doing that could have set
it
off?
Maybe it was.
What'd you do?
I microwaved popcorn in the communal, like, microwave, and it, like, smoked. It was started smoking. I don't think it set it off, though. I can't remember. I don't think it would. I would definitely remember if it set it off.
I feel like you... I mean, you should remember something like that. Yeah.
It just, like, smoked out the room. The, like, community living space.
God damn.
But some... Yeah.
I have a funny dorm microwave story. One time somebody microwaved fucking fish in our dorm microwave, and that smell never went away. It was awful. It was awful. And the smell never went away. I never used that microwave ever again because I was like, that's fucking disgusting. You know what? A thing that I just thought of, and I've never understood. Like, my dad literally builds houses, and I don't get it. How the fuck do you look at that? How the fuck do you look at a plot of land and like, yep.
Yeah.
Frame.
That is
concrete.
A lot.
Huh? Also, the fact, actually, this is another funny story. I don't know, and I didn't ask because I didn't want to know because it's the allure of my father. Long story short, my dad had put a treehouse up, like a massive treehouse. Yeah,
that was sick.
It was sick. In a tree on our property, and like the township got mad at him and was like, you have to take it down. Somehow this man got this treehouse out of the tree without dismantling it.
And this isn't like a little treehouse.
No, this is like a two-story treehouse.
Yeah.
And he told me he moved it, and I was like, you know what? I don't even know. Like, I love that I don't know how
he did that.
Wasn't
it, like, built, like, around trees, too?
Yes, two separate large trees. I have no fucking idea. And the tree is still intact, so I don't really know how
what?
He did it. Yes, the tree is still there. Fully okay. The way that it was. So I
wow.
really don't, I
Your dad
really
is
don't
like
get.
Like a wizard.
No, I know. I'm like, how the fuck do you do that? Like,
wow.
How did you do that? This man, like, deserves, like...
He just, like, copy and pasted it to
no,
a different
literally,
location.
I'm like, you, like, erased it and redrew it? Like, the fuck? How did you do that? And the thing was still fully intact. The treehouse is now fully intact in our fucking yard, and the tree's fully intact. How did you do that?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
No, it shouldn't, because it shouldn't.
Right.
But, like, things like that, I'm like, building, that is a very specific, I don't think anyone that's going to listen to this podcast other than my father knows how that happened.
Right.
And dad, I don't want to know. I like that I don't know it. But, like, just building in general, like, I don't fucking get it. I don't get
what
it.
Do you mean?
Like, though? I just don't get, like, how, like, they have, like, a vision. Like, my dad specifically.
Oh, I see.
The man has a vision, and he just, like, makes it happen. I'm like, that's fucking crazy. Like, how does the foundation work? Well, I know what it does, obviously. I'm going to sound so stupid. I obviously
yeah.
understand how these things happen, but, like, to watch, like, a house being built is literally insane because it literally starts with, like,
yeah.
some fucking
no,
plywood.
No, that must, like, that takes so much fucking planning because it's, like, there has to be
yeah.
so many, like, pipes and electricity, and, like, you gotta think
yeah.
of that all ahead of time.
So, like, you have to... Now I'm, like, getting into septic systems. How the fuck does that work? I don't know.
Don't running know, water?
Like, I guess, but, like, no, the
no, but, like, how does
is...
running water work also? That was, like, a separate question.
Oh. Fuck do I know? Pressure? I don't
Where's
know.
Where's the pressure coming from?
Exactly.
I guess there's, like, a pump somewhere. Anyway.
Always comes down to a fucking pump.
Yeah.
Damn. We just don't get anything, and that's okay. And I love that. In the era of over-consuming information, remain stupid. I'm just kidding. But leave some things
Leave the things that
the
you
imagination.
Don't need to know about unknown.
Exactly. Like, feed your imagination sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Good message. Wow.
Great message.
Really with that. Is that, I think that's all for this
yeah.
week.
We hope you enjoyed the episode. I certainly had fun.
Yeah,
with that one.
I did too. And I hope you guys leave comments about things that you don't understand and don't want to understand, because I would love to hear it.
And do not explain any of the things in the comments
no,
that you didn't understand.
No mansplaining in our fucking comments. That's not happening. I will delete those comments if there's a way to delete them.
Not that anyone's ever commented, but...
No, I know. We're talking about this like, hey, if anyone wants to be our first commenter.
I don't even... Can you leave a comment?
Yeah.
Oh,
on Spotify.
That. Okay. Period. Anyway.
Anyway.
We hope you guys have a great Thursday if this comes out on Thursday.
Yeah, it'll come out Thursday, I think.
And we will talk to you next week.
All right, y'all. Well, may
you scrape by with ease.